Knowledge Products presents The Story of Wall Street as part of a series of presentations on Secrets of the Great Investors, narrated by Lewis Rukeyser.
Wall Street, located in New York City, is America's financial centerpiece. But it wasn't America's first financial marketplace. In fact, it once appeared that either Boston or Philadelphia would become the nation's premier financial city. Boston had a long record of commercial leadership, an experienced merchant class, and close ties with London and Paris. Philadelphia had the Bank of North America, America's first nationally chartered bank, and a wealthy, sophisticated Quaker business community. Over time, Wall Street assumed its leadership not so much by clever planning as by good fortune and political pull. Wall Street's champion in this early contest was Alexander Hamilton, a New Yorker who, in 1789, was appointed by President George Washington as America's first Secretary of the Treasury. Hamilton had helped make New York the nation's first capital, but he couldn't prevent the federal government from moving to Philadelphia in 1790. And Wall Street was also disadvantaged because the Bank of the United States, the nation's closest thing to a central bank, was already on Philadelphia's Chestnut Street. Stock buyers in Philadelphia and Boston tended to consider themselves part owners in the enterprise. They usually purchased their shares and held them for long periods. So trading was low and sluggish.